Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Singer Billie Eilish just released a new album last week called Happier Than Ever. The young superstar is trying out a new look, a postmodern Monroe, and some new sounds. Take a listen to this track, Billie Bossa Nova, from the new album.
Love when it comes without a warning, 'cause waiting for it gets so boring. A lot can change in 20 seconds. A lot can happen in the dark. Love when it makes you lose your bearings. Some information's not for sharing. Use different names at hotel check-ins. It's hard to stop it once it starts. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight.
That's not to say she's abandoned her confessional lyrics. A review in Pitchfork noted that on her second album, Eilish sings with unsparing honesty about her rapid ascent to stardom and all its accompanying horrors. It's woozy, effortlessly melodic, and showcases her command over the pop landscape. 2021 looks to be a busy year for the 19-year-old singer. She just announced a new concert film called Happier Than Ever, A Love Letter to Los Angeles, is coming to Disney+. Eilish's rise has been meteoric. Her debut album swept the 2020 Grammys, winning 5 awards, including Record of the Year. The road to her rapid rise is the subject of a documentary called Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry, which follows the teenager from her earliest, not famous days, riding with her brother Phineas and recording in his bedroom in their parents' house. We also see the emotional and physical tolls of sudden success. Busy touring schedules wear her out and trigger her Tourette syndrome. Live shows lead to shin splints and sprained ankles and stim therapy. She's been homeschooled, so there aren't a lot of teenage rites of passage. A few. We do see her get very excited to get her driver's license. After all, she is a teenager. She gets mad at her parents, she breaks up with a boyfriend, and because of her success, she gets to meet one of her idols. We watch as she completely fangirls over Justin Bieber, a mirror of the way her 88.3 million Instagram followers feel about her. Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry is available to stream now on Apple Plus TV. Director R.J. Cutler joined us on the show when the film premiered. I began by asking him who initially came up with the idea to make this doc.
You know, I don't know. I was invited to meet with Billie and her family at their home, the home you see in the film. But I don't know who generated the idea. You know, I like to say if someone invites you to a party, you don't ask them why. You just go and grab a handful of cashews. So I went and I met with her. I didn't know a whole lot about her. I knew her career trajectory, of course. But what struck me immediately sitting in the backyard of her house with her and her folks and Phineas was that here was a kind of extraordinary opportunity to tell a story of a great young artist coming of age, and of this very real young woman coming of age, and I was very compelled by that and very excited about it.
The footage we see her from her very first song being played on local radio when she was a kid, kind of breaking out on the internet. There's just a lot of old school home footage. Were her parents always documenting her?
Well, Billie Eilish is born in 2001. She's of a generation, I've got my kids' entire lives on my iPhone. You know, it's really just a question of asking for it and hard drive upon hard drive of material arrived, and we were very fortunate in to have the opportunity to work with that footage, to cull through it, to use it as part of the 1,000 plus hours of material that we shot. We also had footage that they had filmed of themselves writing, of working together. They had the sense that something very exciting was going on in Phineas's bedroom. So they put up a GoPro and occasionally would turn it on, and we received that raw material as well. And as a result, you really are with Billy through this entire experience.
How long were you and your crew with her, and what were the access rules and limitations?
We filmed for a year, and it was from a couple of months before the album came out, the beginning of 2019 until the beginning of 2020 at the Grammys, and there were no rules really. When we were filming, we were filming, and but of course, you know, it's a dynamic relationship. It's a process, and the fundamental element of the process is trust, and so. You really, you know, you want to feel what your level of access should be at any given moment. When I always tell my crew, let's stop shooting 10 minutes before they get tired of us, mm-hmm. because the last thing you want them to do is be tired of you. So but as you see from the film, there really were no limits. We're everywhere, and it appears as though we're everywhere all the time.
Yeah, there's always a moment on a shoot when we used to call it, they're sick of us and we're sick of them. You always want to stop before that moment hits. My guest is RJ Cutler. The name of the documentary is Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry. The film has so much concert footage in it. In some ways, it feels like a concert film because we get whole songs and whole performances. What went into that decision to make it so music heavy?
Well, Billie's a great music artist, and she, in a way, she's a documentary songwriter. Her songs are very much about her emotional life and emotional truth and her own experiences. And in fact, one of the subjects of the film, and you see it discussed in moments even of conflict, is that she's unwilling to write a song that isn't deeply personal to her. Well, to me, that represented an incredible opportunity to make this film a musical as well. And it's not just performance, but as you know from having seen the film, the songs function emotionally, they function narratively, and of course you get to see this great performance footage. And conceptually, we approach the performances in a way that now is unusual, but you know, I as a fan of films like Gimme Shelter about the Rolling Stones at Altamont and Don't Look Back about Bob Dylan from the 60s and early 70s, I wanted to capture her performance in the most intimate and emotional way possible. So we didn't film in the style that's become kind of familiar in contemporary films about musicians where there's swooping camera and tracking shots and it's all about the equipment. We really got in there with her. So you can feel her breathing when she's performing. You can feel her heart beating. And that was very important to me.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time to just let us sit with Billie on her own, with her family. Sometimes there are periods of silence. How did you think about the pacing of the film so that it still stayed engaging and energetic, but also we had moments to process her and what she's going through?
Yeah, my whole approach was that I wanted the viewer to be on a journey with Billie Eilish through all the various experiences that she had over the course of the year. And it's really multiple journeys. She's on an emotional journey, she's on a physical journey, she's on a career journey, she's on a young woman coming of age journey, she's on a romantic journey, she's on a family journey. All of those different journeys are happening at once. And I wanted you to take those journeys with her. And of course, that requires moments of reflection and deepening. And the more you get caught up in the film, I think the kind of deeper you get into her world and her experience. And then it all culminates, I think, on the day that she finds out she and Phineas have been nominated for, you know, a bucket load of Grammy nominations, including for Phineas Producer of the Year, for Billie, every award that she possibly could have been nominated for. And she reflects on her life and on all of the different things that happen. And that's a very powerful moment of relative quiet and reflection, but it's, I think, deeply resonant.
We have a clip from that moment. Technically, her parents find out first, and they go in and they wake her up to tell her. Here's a clip starting with her mom.
Okay. Nominations. Record of the year. Bad guy. Album of the year. What album would that be?
Pepper's.
When we all fall asleep, where do we go? Song of the year. Bad guy. Best new artist.
Why do you sound like that?
Best pop solo performance. And best pop vocal album. And producer of the year would be our brother.
Oh, he got it?
Yeah.
Yay! He was so anxious about that.
Hello, I'm putting you on the speakerphone. You can talk to your sister.
Eilish.
Guess what you did?
Did you see?
You got it what you wanted.
Billy, congratulations on being nominated for everything.
You too, Phineas.
It's unreal.
I want to make you some food, Billy.
Oh!
I love you.
All right, there's a lot going on in there. That was her brother Phineas, who's her.
Sounds like the most normal family you can imagine, except for the fact that they were nominated for, you know, a dozen and a half Grammy Awards.
Yeah, no, she's the silly little sister. He's the one trying to say, hey, we did this great thing together. He's her songwriting partner and a producer. He's sort of a calm to her when she has pre-show anxiety. What do you think Billy and Phineas draw out of each other artistically?
Everything. It's an incredible collaboration. I mean, it's extraordinary if you think about it. They're two prodigies living under the same roof with bedrooms next adjacent to each other, and just, you know, delighting in each other's company and the creative process. Not that it's always easy. We see plenty of moments of conflict between them in the film, and we see the process by which they do create, the way they do draw out the best in each other, not only in terms of writing music and writing lyrics, but in confronting what it means to be Billie Eilish and to be Phineas, this incredible performer, writer, artist, and this incredible producer, performer, artist, and I mean, it's like in every way, it feels like they're made for each other, and it's a beautiful thing. And of course, it deepens what is a family story in the movie.
The name of the film is Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry on Apple TV Plus. You know, it's interesting because you do show the enormous challenges that she has as a teenager going through this, being under the microscope. There are these things that happen called meet and greets. People have been to them. And sometimes artists are kind of, it's a dog and pony show for, you know, people like executives and their kids. And she kind of gets wrapped up in one and has a pretty bad day. And she has a pretty bad time at it. And it comes out on the internet. As you were watching the footage, how did she deal with those pressure moments? In that particular case, she probably acted like most people would, and she acted out a little bit.
Yeah, she, you know, it was a challenging moment, and we were there to capture it, not to underscore in any way or to suggest in any way that these moments happened all the time, but rather to say that the pressure can be so enormous. There's so many things to deal with that when these moments do happen, how they're confronted is what matters most of all. And what you see in our film and in Bill, in Billy, is that she's ready to stand up and confront it in a grown-up, professional, I'm in charge, let's fix this way. And you see that, as in so many aspects of her life, she's the boss. This is Billie Eilish is the vision of Billie Eilish. It's the, and she not only has that vision, but we see her executed in many ways throughout the film, including the directing of her music videos, the conception of her music videos, the way that she is presented to the world, the design of her performance, the design of how she came out on her first great big performance after the album was released at Coachella. We see all of those things. In fact, I kind of want to say that she's in control of everything, and yet she gave me complete control of this film, which was a great gift, a great gift of trust. I had final cut. I was given tremendous freedom, and it was the great gift of trust that she and her family gave to me.
From watching Billy, how much of a sense do you get that her well-being is top of mind for people around her?
Well, entirely. I mean, entirely. Your mom even speaks to it in the film. She says, "Why do you think we're here with you?" Mm-hmm. So things that happen to other people won't happen to you. And as you grow up and are more and increasingly on your own, you have the tools to make really smart decisions about your career and your life and every aspect of it. And what's beautiful about that to me, Allison, is that it's specific to Billie Eilish, the pop star, but it's also generally true. It's the conversation any mom would have with a daughter who is coming of age. All I can do is give you the tools. All I can do is hope that I've imbued in you the wisdom to make good decisions. All I hope for you is that you're happy and safe. It's universal. We all feel it with our kids. And you see that in this moment, even as Maggie is very specifically addressing the kind of things that can happen when a young person has fame and success and wealth and opportunity at such an early age.
Billie Eilish has Tourette syndrome, and a lot of people didn't know it. It started to percolate on the internet. People started to notice certain things, and a lot of these cut together super cuts came out. In the film, we really get to see a thorough discussion of it, because you see it manifest sometimes in small ways. Sometimes she has eye rollings, and she calls them tic attacks. That's the way she describes it. And it's very clear that something's going on, and it happens when she's especially stressed or overworked. When she feels like she can't control, she can kind of feel it coming on. Why did you want to show these moments in the detail that you do?
Well, it's who she is. I mean, this is a movie about who Billie is, and part of who she is a young woman living with Tourette's, there's no avoiding the truth in this film. There's no avoiding the real. This is a verite film about a very real person, made in a very real way, where we aspire to create as complete a portrait as possible. That is the essence of what this movie is. So you see it all, and you see her feeling deeply, and you see moments where her Tourette's comes out, and she's got to deal with it, and you see how she deals with it and lives with it. But it was our collective goal not to shy away from anything.
The name of the documentary is Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry. Billie Eilish went on Instagram Live in January and mentioned the documentary. Here's what she said.
The doc comes out in a month from yesterday, and I want to scream. I'm so scared. I had, like, no control over the doc, and it's very terrifying. Like, nobody forced me into anything, but I had no say. Like, it wasn't my, like, it's scary, dude. It was 3 years of my life filmed.
So she mentioned those 3 years of her life, and that included the release of her album, sweeping the Grammys. What did you see that was different about Billie the person from the first time you met to the last day of filming with her?
Well, essentially, there's no difference. Essentially, she's the same person. She is that kid that I met in her backyard. The circumstances of her life are very different. Some of them are the same, Some things haven't really haven't changed at all. She's got 2 feet on the ground. She's got her deep connection with her brother and this amazing artistic relationship. Her folks are every bit as involved in her life as ever before. Of course, a lot of circumstances have changed. You know, she's gone from a couple of million followers on Instagram to, as you said, it is 76 million plus. And she's got the most successful album in the world that has been out now for well over a year. She's Billie Eilish now, but it, in the most important ways, she is the same Billie Eilish that I met the day I met her. She's grown up a bit. She's had more experience. You know, we tend to get wiser with age, and she has. But she's very much the same. The same kid that I first met, and she's not a kid anymore. Now she's an adult.
That was my conversation with director R.J. Cutler about the documentary Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry, streaming now on Apple TV+. Billie Eilish's new album, Happier Than Ever, is out now.